High school baseball is built one game at a time, where pitchers work the count, defenses stay disciplined, and hitters wait for the right moment to come through. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the path toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals within reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball, it's back on the air here today on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And again, the weather playing a factor in our broadcast today. Sabetha and Nemaha Central Baseball, the rivalry on the diamond here today. These two hooking up for a doubleheader in the regular season. Game originally scheduled in Seneca, but the field not quite ready with the rain in the forecast over the weekend. And today, Nemaha Central, the home team on the scoreboard, although we are playing this matchup here in Sabetha this afternoon. Well, let's get you the lineup cards for these two teams here today. And we'll start with the road team again on the scoreboard. Yet we are in Sabetha. The Blue Jays, six consecutive wins. They have a record of 9-2, a top 10 team in 3A, and right now undefeated in the Big East at a perfect 6-0. Sabetha will lead things off with Colin Montgomery, the sophomore shortstop. Batting second, the junior left fielder, that is Micah Lang. Batting third, the senior catcher, that is Reed Mitchell. Jayden Meyer, he is in the cleanup spot. He is the junior third baseman. Ike Tramp, he'll pitch today. He is a junior and batting fifth. Curtis Fitzgerald, junior center fielder, he will bat sixth. Camden Whitwer, junior first baseman, will bat seventh. Andre Dollinghouse, the senior second baseman, batting eighth. And Cole Minnell, the senior right fielder, rounding out the Blue Jays lineup here today. So again, Montgomery at short, Lang in left, Mitchell catching, Meyer at third, Tramp pitching, Fitzgerald in center, Whitwer at first, Dollinghouse at second, and Menold is the right fielder. For the home team on the scoreboard, the Nemaha Central Thunder, their record at 4-3 overall, 4-2 in the Big East. And today's lineup card looks like this for NC. Caleb Heenick will lead things off. He is the junior shortstop. Batting second, the senior pitcher, that is Camden Schmitz. Batting third is senior third baseman Jack Mackey. Fourth spot in the cleanup, that's junior catcher Levi Thomas. Carter Hike, he'll bat fifth. He'll be the senior center fielder. Sophomore second baseman Carter Stahlbomber, he will bat sixth. Jackson Haberkamp, he'll bat seventh. He is the junior left fielder. Eli Sudbeck, senior first baseman, bats eighth. And Charlie Rottinghouse, the senior right fielder, rounds it out for the Thunder here today. So again, it's Heenick at short, Schmitz pitching, Mackey at third. You got Thomas catching, Hike in center, Stahlbomber at second. Haberkamp in left, Sundbeck the first baseman, and Rottinghouse is the right fielder. Head coach of Nemaha Central is Skyler Mayberry, and the head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays is Joseph Gruber. We're due a timeout here momentarily, but alongside Crendon Profits, that's Tollefson, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman here today. Well, last week we saw this Sabetha Blue Jays team, and right now still undefeated in league play. We saw them defeat Perry LeCompton a week ago. But right now it is Sabetha and Jeff West, the top of the league right now, both undefeated, entering tonight's action.
They just mentioned it, Brandon. Two top dogs in the league right now. Sabetha looking to stay undefeated in that league play at a perfect 6-0. It's a beautiful day, 85 degrees, sunny, 22 miles per hour wind coming out of the south. That will go right towards that left line fence down at 363 out in the center left field. So it's going to be a great day for these two league rivals.
Time to get patriotic with it here at the ballpark. We'll step aside for a timeout. First pitch is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey,
this is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball is underway here today. Glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon alongside Crendon Profits at Tollison, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabb. And again, this game moved from Seneca to Sabetha here today. So it's going to be a little confusing at times, KP, so feel free to call me out on it. Of course, the home team on the scoreboard is going to be Nemaha Central. Sabetha batting first here on their home turf. But you mentioned that weather, brother. Last week we did the game against Perry. It was about 30 degrees cooler. But the wind was there. Feels like every game we've done this year has had heavy breeze, and that is certainly the case here today, but more like a summer kind of afternoon, especially with the turf field.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely going to be a little confusing to see a Blue Jay logo, Blue Jay name tag there on the field, but again, you got to remind yourself that it's Blue Jays here at the top of the inning and Nemaha Central at the bottom, and this is going to be a really good matchup between both these teams. Of course, here coming up for Sabetha, you know, once they get down to their defensive side, Tramps on the mound, and then for Nemaha Central, Graham Schmitz, two good pitchers here today going head-to-head.
Well, Camden Schmitz, the starting pitcher, making his fifth start this season for Nemaha Central. He has a 2-0 record, a 3.50 ERA. He's allowed 10 hits, 11 runs, 6 earned runs, 9 walks, and 12 strikeouts. He'll face Colin Montgomery, Micah Lang, and Reed Mitchell, top of the Blue Jays order, as we are set to do battle here today at Sergeant Major Wilbur Bestwick Field in Sabetha, Kansas. Again, Seth, KP, BT with you. Thank you so much. Moments away from the first pitch, and the sophomore shortstop, Colin Montgomery, will step in from the left side batter's box, and he rocks jersey number 9. Blue Jays in the home white uniforms here today. Colin making his 45th plate appearance of the season, KP, and right now an even Stevens 500 on the batting average.
Yeah, he's a good hitter. See if he can get himself on base.
And here's the first pitch of the afternoon from Camden Schmitz. Fastball just missing on the outside part of the plate for ball one, and we are underway here today.
Yeah, this is a good top of the order here for Sabetha. Back-to-back hitters at 14 hits on the season.
Good swing there by Montgomery. Fouls it straight back, and it's one ball, one strike. We mentioned Colin Montgomery, a 500 average. He's got 14 hits. Three of them have gone extra bases. Two doubles and one triple. Open on that left side stance. Fastball missing up and out. And now two balls, one strike here on Colin Montgomery. Nemaha Central again, the home team on the scoreboard here in Sabetha this afternoon. And a 2-1 is chopped to the right side. Second baseman Stahlbaumer cleans it up easily and gets it on to first base to Sundbeck for the first out of today's game.
Yeah, it's a nice little play on a candy hopper out there to second base with Stahlbaumer. Nice job getting himself under it, scoop, and play to first base, Sundbeck.
Here's Micah Lang, the junior left fielder. Also bats from the left side, wears jersey number 10 for the Blue Jays. As he's making his 45th plate appearance, batting average at .389. Righty Schmitz fires, and this one is lofted out to left field. That went carrying it, and it stays up for Haverkamp out there to left fielder to make the catch. So just a handful of pitches here early on from Camden Schmitz, and it's two up, two down.
Yeah, and that's a routine play, but that gets a little harder when you get that sun in your eye from the right side, and you also got that wind blowing 22 miles per hour right at you, too. So, you know, all in all, that's a really great play, especially their defensively by Haverkamp.
I don't think many teams at this level rock three left-handed batters in the top of the lineup, 1-2-3 like Sabetha does, and the lefty Reed Mitchell steps in a check swing. He fouls it away. No balls, one strike. And on the senior catcher, Mitchell, jersey number 4, plate appearance number 44, is batting average at .419. And Schmidt's trying to go 1-2-3. Another one. Good swing. Lofted up and out of play. Foul. And quickly, no balls, two strikes.
Yeah, most teams you watch, you probably only see maybe one, two lefties in an entire game, on both scorecards. So, you know, for Sabetha to have the top three in the order, makes it hard for these righty pitchers.
Camden Schmidt fires it in there, delivers a fastball right down the middle, called strike three. His first strikeout tonight and his 13th on the season. So the Blue Jays retired in order. 1-2-3. Go to the home first. No score here on KNCA.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing today in Sabetha, Kansas. Nemaha Central getting the home team on the scoreboard with the ball game being moved here. The field conditions not quite ready in Seneca here today, but nonetheless, no score. We go to the bottom of the first. KP alongside Seth and Brandon with you. We were here last week. We saw Ike Tramp pitch an absolute gem, a complete game, and a victory against Perry LeCompton. Now he'll see the top three, the Nemaha Central order here, starting with Caleb Hienick, Camden Schmitz, Jack Mackey also do up in this inning.
Yeah, Tramp is what you really want to consider an ace pitcher. He's really nice, and he's really good. And, this top of the order, it's going to be strong for Nemaha Central. You got right off the bat Caleb Hienick, a guy who leads the team with 10 hits and a batting average of .400. But, you know, I think once you get past the top of the order, it's going to make it a little easier for Tramp. But, again, he's a strong pitcher. Nemaha Central just continue to attack those pitches and keep themselves going.
Ike Tramp, a record of 2-1, making his fourth start of the season. A 2.88 ERA, 16 hits allowed in 17 innings. No score, bottom one. Nemaha Central steps in. Junior shortstop, that is Caleb Hienick. As KP mentioned, leader in hits with 10. Now they've had a couple of games already moved around and postponed here in the last week or so. And the first pitch by Ike Tramp is in there for a called strike. And the bottom of the first is a go. Hienick bats from the right side. Little bit open on that stance, off speed, fouled straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. Schmitz and Mackey will follow for Nemaha Central, their last time out. Got to go back to last Monday. They played one game at Marysville. That was a Bulldogs 9-3 victory. And this one is hit very hard on a one-hopper right to Meyer, stabs it at third, and then the tag has to be applied by Whitworth to secure the out to begin this bottom of the first inning. That was hit on a frozen rope. Great defensive play over there at third by Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer had a good scoop, and Whitworth had a nice job being able to jump up, grab it, and then apply the tag to the runner. I'd just like to say, Tramp, man, up on the bump right now, he is showing lots of confidence in cool and collectedness, and that's what he needs here.
I always love to see pitcher be pitcher, and that is the case with Camden Schmitz now in the left side batter's box. Take a pitch low, and it's ball one. No score, bottom of the first inning. Bases empty, one out. Big matchup in the Big East here today. Blue Jays trying to stay undefeated in league play. Allen a little bit upstairs to Camden Schmitz. Now two balls, no strikes. Schmitz wears jersey number 5, 26 plate appearances, batting average .375. And now Trant paints the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 2-1. These two teams played three times last season. As this one's hit on a line and out into the gap in left center field, and this could be extra bases for Camden Schmitz. He chugs around first, and he's into second. That is a stand-up double for the first hit of the game. Just pierced the gap in left center, and a good start for Nemaha Central here with one out in the first.
Yeah, Schmidt, that's his seventh hit of the season. I mean, he's a really good batter in the order, of course. We see him on the bump there, also see him on the defensive side. So all around, he's a great athlete, and that's a good display of athleticism.
His second double of the season. First pitch swinging here, Jack Mackey, and he hits a high fly ball out to shallow right, and it drops in for a base hit in front of Menold. Now, Schmidt's able to kind of hold up enough, but has to stop at third. So back-to-back hits. You got Schmitz at third, Mackey at first, and with one out here in the bottom of the first, Thunder threatening to score first.
Yeah, I mentioned how dangerous the top of the order is here for Nemaha Central, and they're displaying it right now, and you got a great hitter coming up in Levi Thomas, who's right now representing the pencil bat.
Got to respect the pencil bat, open on his stance, left side, and on the outer edge, a called strike, and it's 0-1, and in the process, Mackey taking second without a throw. So now second and third, and just one out in the inning. And it's 0-1 on Levi Thomas. Pitch by Tramp. Infield steps in a touch, and that is in there for a called strike, and quickly 0-2. So Nemaha Central, they swept the Blue Jays in the regular season, but it was Sabetha winning the matchup 7-4 in the postseason, and a three-pitch strikeout, an off-speed pitch. That is swung on and missed, and KP, a huge second out there for Ike Tramp.
Yeah, you mentioned it, keyword there, second out. You got runners in the scoring position on second and third here. So Carter Hike, we know he's a well-vetted senior, of course, especially in that football side of the program. Here's a big moment.
26 plate appearance for Carter Hike. He's got a .333 batting average, and he takes the first pitch for ball number one. So back-to-back hits by Schmitz and Mackey here in the inning. Nemaha Central with two outs trying to score. Runners at second and third. And this one is laced down the line and right. That could be trouble, and it drops in fair. It's going to be two RBIs for Carter Hike, and the Thunder strike first with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, as I just mentioned, big opportunity for Carter Hike. He takes it. We've seen Carter Hike over these last 4 years. He is just so calm, poised in every big moment right there. Two outs, runners on second and third. It takes a big hit, chops it down to that right center. And I think a 22-mile-per-hour wind definitely helped that stay fair on that right line.
Well, it might have been just a tough play for Menold and Wright as Carter Stahlbommer steps in, hits one high in the air, foul territory, and a heck of a catch right in front of the Nemaha Central dugout. That's Camden Whitworth. He closes out the inning, but again, a big-time hit by Carter Hike, a two-run double, and after one inning here in Sabetha, Thunder leading it 2-0.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here in Sabetha today alongside Crendon Prophet, Seth Tollefson, Brandy Tabman with you. KP, we go to the top of the second inning. And Nemaha Central, a 2-0 lead thanks to a 2-RBI double by Carter Hike in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, already a strong start from that first inning for Nemaha Central. Not just offensively there, but also mentioned defensively. Facing the minimum after that first top inning, Schmidt had a nice K looking. So I expect him to continue to be strong here from the mound.
Here's Jayden Meyer, junior third baseman, to lead things off here for the Blue Jays in this away second. Under a 2-0 lead, long ball, no strikes. Schmitz delivers, high fastball, swung on and missed, and it's quickly one ball and one strike. Ike Tramp, Curtis Fitzgerald will follow for the Blue Jays here in the second inning of play. Schmitz out of the windup and fires, missing outside, two balls, one strike. Now Jayden Meyer, jersey number 44, 42nd plate appearance, his batting average .394. And a quick time called by Meyer at the dish, steps back in on that right side. Camden Schmitz, yes to the sign from Thomas the catcher, and another high fastball, swing and a miss. Might have been partially tipped either way. It is now 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, that's now 2 high fastballs that has got Jaden Meyer chasing. So it'd be interesting, maybe Schmitz tries to go maybe a low fastball to catch him off guard.
Tied for second on the team in hits at 13, including 4 doubles and a triple for Meyer. Now a good swing, but fouls it straight back, and it stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Defensively, with Schmitz on the bump, you got Thomas catching, Mackey at third, Hienick at short, Stahlbaumer at second, Sundbeck at first, and then left to right field, Haverkamp, Hike, and Rottinghouse. Just getting going in the top of the second inning. Thunder leading it 2-0, and a high fastball again, swung on and missed. So Camden Schmitz, his second strikeout here in as many innings, and the first strikeout here in the second.
Yeah, second straight strikeout here for him. And again, right there, high fastball. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Schmitz, if that one was the batter we're struggling with, he just kept pounding it right to it.
Here's Ike Tramp stepping in, 41st plate appearance, batting average 387. First pitch by Schmitz, off speed, missing upstairs for ball one. We mentioned it atop the broadcast last week. Ike Tramp, complete game, 6-inning gem in the win against Perry LeCompton. Next pitch by Schmitz, missing a little bit low and inside. And Tramp now in front, 2-0. Big game here for the Blue Jays. About the halfway point, or getting close to it at least for a lot of these teams in the regular season. And now a check swing grounder right back to Schmitz, and he'll take it to first himself unassisted. And 2 up, 2 down here in the second, make it 5 consecutive batters retired to begin the game for Schmitz.
Yeah, Tramp did not mean that all. As soon as he tried to pull that bat right back, but in a check swing, just perfect placement right there to the pitcher, and just he wasn't even aware of it, Tramp was, and he took off way too late.
So Camden Schmitz trying to retire 6 in a row to begin the game, and Curtis Fitzgerald steps in, fouls the first pitch straight back for strike one. Fitzgerald is 40th plate appearance, batting average 233, 7 hits, including a double and 2 triples. Fastball missing inside, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. The Nemaha Central again, the home team on the scoreboard here in Sabetha today. Game was originally scheduled in Seneca, but moved due to field conditions. Next pitch, just missing a little bit on the outside part of the plate. Now 2 balls, 1 strike here on Fitzgerald. And Camden Schmitz off to a good start. Retired the first 5 he has seen in the Blue Jay lineup. Goes out of the windup, and the right-v-right matchup is going to be another foul off here. And 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Fitzgerald. Sabetha, of course, coming off a sweep against Holton last week. Those finals 16-2 and 13-1. They have won 6 consecutive coming in, and Schmitz bends one in there for a called strike 3, and that retires the side. So give Camden Schmitz 3 strikeouts here in the first 2 innings. Now we go to the bottom of the second inning here in Sabetha. Thunder leading it 2-0.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is your truck or trailer ready for the road ahead? Trust Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha for dependable service you can count on. From brakes and alignments to DOT inspections, diagnostics, and major engine repairs, they handle jobs big and small. With over 100 years of combined experience, their skilled team gets you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Floyd's Truck Repair at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha today and drive with confidence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues here today on KNZA. We got Crendon Profits at Tollefson. I'm Brandon Tabman. Bottom of the second inning we go here in Sabetha. Nemaha Central will have the bottom third of their lineup with Jackson Haverkamp, Eli Sundbeck, Charlie Rottinghouse going against Ike Tramp with NC out to a 2-0 lead. thanks to a two RBI double in that first inning from Carter Hike. First pitch in the home second, a little bit low for ball one.
Well, you just highlighted it, Brandon. You're against the bottom third of the lineup, 7, 8, and 9. So Mike Trapp, here's a chance to strike out this side and reset to the top of that order when you go into the third.
Haverkamp for NC, his 30th plate appearance, and off to a good start, 3.48 average. He'll hit a slow roller to the third base side, fielded by Meyer to his left, and the throw pulling Whitworth to his left to touch, but kept the foot on the bag. And that is out number one here in the home second.
Well, Meyer's already made two great plays. That one definitely greater than the last. Nice stretch out to the left side. It was a quick hit to him, but he tracked it well. And
well,
actually, they're going to call him safe.
So it did pull him off enough. And a runner will be at first base. Beg your pardon, Jackson Haverkamp. And now a bunt by Eli Sudbeck will get Haverkamp into scoring position. And now the first out, KP, is recorded here in the inning.
Don't worry, I don't think we were the only ones who got a little confused by that. But what that tells you is the great speed there by Haverkamp and his ability to beat out that throw, because that was an incredible play by Meyer, but that will go down as a hit for sure.
All right, so NC, a runner at second base, one out. Here is Charlie Rottinghouse, and he hacks away at the first pitch and fouls it near the cars down the right field line. So Nemaha Central, just like the first, in which they were successful at, KP, runners in, or at least right now, one runner in scoring position, chance now to add to a 2-0 lead. The Tramp out of the stretch. Haverkamp, the runner at second, another bunt shown, and pulled back just enough to miss that one. Haverkamp, or correction, Rottinghouse, beg your pardon, it's 1-1. A senior right fielder from the right side. Tramp's next pitch missing inside, and it's 2-1.
Rottinghouse this season is a .333 batting average, 4 hits on the season. Big one here, can drive in an RBI.
Here's the 2-1 by Tramp, and that one low and outside. 3-1. Now the count with Caleb Heenick in the on-deck circle here for NC. Thunder looking for win number 5. Our last Big East doubleheader was a split against Silver Lake, and now the number 9 spot comes through with a base hit to right field. Haverkamp will round it. Here's the cutoff, and the throw home is wide, and it's not in time. And Nemaha Central coming through with the bottom of the order. And it's now a 3-0 NC lead.
Nemaha Central, their bats are hot, and already this early two innings in this game. They are 3-5 with runners in the scoring position. Bottom of the order, I just mentioned it, Rottinghouse only 4 hits of this season. Coming into a big moment, gets his 5th single also of the year, I believe.
That gets us to the top of the order with Heenick. Runner at first base, 1 out, 3-0, Nemaha Central here in the home second. Tramp fires, missing upstairs for 1. Now Caleb Heenick, the junior shortstop, ground out to third to begin the game. Nemaha Central offensively. Now he's got Rottinghouse at first with 1 out in the inning. Next one missing away. Now 2-0. And we saw Ike Tramp allow just 1 run in 6 innings last week against Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central has tagged him up for 3 already. And we're just in the 2nd inning. And next pitch called strike. Now 2-1 on Heenick. Entered today with a .400 average. And now he hits this one on a frozen rope down the left field line. Ricochets off Meyer's glove. And everybody's going to be safe. It's going to be a hit. And now 2-1 and 1 out for Camden Schmidt.
And Nemaha Central being able to get their bottom third of their order to produce here in this top second here, the inning with Haverkamp and Rottinghouse coming through with hits. Now you got your 3rd hit of the inning, runner on 1st and 2nd, only 1 out. This is where Nemaha Central can build a lot of momentum and generate some good runs.
And you got that meaty part of the order, Camden Schmitz. He got the first hit of the game with a double. Now he shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch is inside for 1. Now, this is a big opportunity for Nemaha Central to put together a good inning. Already adding 1, and their lead is 3-0 here in the home second. Next pitch, just missing outside, 2-0. Now quick time called. Mitchell taking his time, getting the ball back to Tramp on the bump, but right now Nemaha Central, little bit of business here. You got Rottinghouse at 2nd, and Heenick the runner at 1st. 1 out in the bottom of the 2nd, 3-0, Thunder leading. And now Tram missing low and inside, and quickly three balls and no strikes. Now Tramp has yet to walk anyone early in this game, but just four walks issued in now his fourth start of the season, taking all the way. That one is in there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Enoch the runner at first. You got Rodinghouse at second. Tramp out of the stretch, kicks and deals. Inside, ball four. So Rodinghouse to third, Enoch to second. First walk issued, KP. Thunder with one out. Bases are loaded.
Yeah, I think Tramp right now, he just needs to kind of calm down, come back down to earth. I mentioned at the beginning of this game how calm and cool he was. Now he just needs to kind of reset that mentality. His catcher Mitchell, he came up there to talk with him. Now he got the coach coming in there. So right now they're just checking on Tramp, thinking how he's feeling. He's in a jam right now. This is a huge jam. With one out, bases are loaded. You've already given up six hits at this point in the game. Just give up your first walk, but you got to dial it back in, reel yourself in, and calm down and get through this inning.
Oh, about to see Jack Mackey here in a moment, who singled and scored in that two-run first. And right now, Mackey will step in with the bases loaded. One out in the bottom of the second. Omaha Central leading it 3-0. Game in Sabetha today, originally scheduled in Seneca. Field conditions in Seneca not quite up to snuff, so playing this game here in Sabetha today with Omaha Central, though, the home team on the board. First pitch to Mackey with the bases loaded. He'll chop it to Meyer at third. Fakes the throw to home. He'll take the out at first instead. Boy, I really thought Meyer was about to bring that sidearm heave to home to try to get the lead run. Instead, he makes the decision to get the out at first. But a productive at bat both ways. Mackey drives in a run. It's now 4-0 NC.
And every batter who has come up here from NC has had a productive at-bat, whether they're getting a hit or they're progressing the base past other runners. These guys are doing a great job staying concentrated and getting their job done.
First pitch, a strike to Levi Thomas, with Omaha Central now runners at second and third, but two outs in the inning. If you're Ike Tramp, you got to get this one here. Bends one in there, late swing, lifted out deep towards left field, looking up, the left fielder is Lang, and it's going to be a ground rule double. Takes a high hop off the turf over the fence, and with two outs, a ground rule double by Levi Thomas, and the lead now 6-0 Thunder. That's exactly, KP, where that wind is pushing.
No, absolutely exactly. And that's what made it really hard to track there for Lang. Is, again, I said 22 miles an hour going straight south to that left fence at 363. That really pushed that ball just further past the left fielder. That made it really hard to play.
Here's a courtesy runner now taking the spot of Thomas at second base. And Tramp is trying to get out of the inning with no more harm done. And he'll fire a fastball missing inside to Carter Hike, and it's 1-0.
And Carter Hart had that impressive 2 RBI double in that last inning.
And now he hits this one out to left field. That is a base hit on a tee. They'll stop the runner at third, and now they're at the corners with two outs. Two for two afternoon so far for Carter Hike, a double in the first and now a single here in the second.
Yeah, showing that senior leadership, being able to keep this order rolling. Now you've officially got through all nine in the order here from Omaha Central. Coming off that hot first inning, man, they have come back with the track even hotter here in the second.
Like Tramp now, again, just trying to produce that final out. But as some would say, Omaha Central keeping the line moving. And here is Stahlbommer, the sophomore. He popped out. He'll cut the throw off as runner takes second base and Hike. So Mitchell will kind of fake that throw to second, cut off by Tramp, trying to get that courtesy runner off a little bit, could not do so. So now second and third with still two outs in the inning. And next pitch in the dirt, and it's 1-1. So four runs in this inning for Omaha Central, and still trying to add two in scoring position with two outs. Here's a 1-1. It's fouled straight back. The Tramp has the advantage. It's 1-2. But as KP just mentioned, officially batting around this inning is Omaha Central. Tramp still going out of the stretch here. And a 1-2 is fouled again right at home plate. So we'll try it again. 1-2. A timely hitting here early on for Omaha Central. It's been a week since they've last played. The bat's coming out hot here in Sabetha early. Off speed, late swing, another foul off here, and it's still 1-2. Carter Stahlbommer, the sophomore second baseman for Nemaha Central. This is his 30th plate appearance on the season and came in with that 400 average. Another off speed missing upstairs, now 2-2.
Special of a big hole to get themselves out of already down 6 runs here the first 2 innings.
Camden Schmidt loving what the offense is producing for the Thunder here in the first couple of innings. Here's a 2-2. And it's lifted high in the air, out to left field, pushing back Lang, and he's got this one. No, he does not. He reaches up. He can't get it. It's another extra base hit. Two more runs are in with two outs, and it's now 8-0, Nemaha Central.
And the damage just continues to pummel here. And again, that win, I mentioned it, didn't know how huge of a factor it was going to be in this game, but it has been huge. That 20-plus mile per hour has been pushing so hard out to that left field, and it has now allowed two balls to be really hard to read there out for Lang, and that both resulted in doubles.
So two-run doubles in this inning for Nemaha Central. They have scored 6, and their lead is 8-0. And Jackson Haberkamp, for a third time in the game, second time this inning, steps in. And right now it's an even count, 1-1. He led off the inning, reaching via an error by Meyer at third. Throw they got Whitwer off the bag at first. And now this one's down the left field line. This one could be trouble, and it's off the glove of Lang and kicks into the corner, out of play for another ground rule double. It is 9-0, Nemaha Central. Everything going right now for the Thunder.
Absolutely. Right now, the Thunder, they are coming to strike. I mean, you look at the order right now, nearly everybody has gotten a piece of the action. Some have been able already to get 2 hits here. Haberkamp, he's already had 2 hits in this inning, a single, now a double. So, again, this is continuing to pummel on.
First pitch, Eli Sundbeck swinging, fouls it away. Little slicer down the right field line. So, no balls, 1 strike here on Sundbeck, who had the first out in this inning on a sacrifice bunt, which got Haberkamp into scoring position. Sal Sudbeck thought after that he would be back up again another time this inning, but that is the case, and takes a good swing here, fouls it straight back, and it's quickly 0-2.
Unofficial, but Nemaha Central now 7-10 with runners in scoring position, and you know that's what's the important key to the beginning of this game is right now Nemaha Central. The situational hitting has been really well done.
The 0-2 is a ground ball to Meyer, gets it below the knees on the scoop, takes his time on the throw. Whitwer makes it at first base, securing that ground out to end it, but 11 come up to the plate for Nemaha Central in that second inning. They played 7, and after 2 innings, they lead the Blue Jays 9-0 here on KNZA.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, I'd say a pretty good start here, KP, for Nemaha Central in this 1-2 against rival Sabetha here on the diamond. How about a 7-run second inning for Nemaha Central, which included a couple of 2 RBI ground rule doubles, and right now going to the third inning, KP, it's a 9-0 Thunder lead.
Yeah, Nemaha Central's on a hot start.
Top of the third inning, and the first batter, Camden Schmitz, facing number 7 in the Blue Jay order. That is junior first baseman Camden Whitwer. First pitch missing inside for 1. So you have the Thunder pouring on 9 runs in the first 2 innings. Schmitz has faced 6 and retired 6. Next pitch missing inside on a fastball. Two balls, no strikes here on Whitwer, with Dollinghouse and Menold also due up this inning for the Blue Jays. They got a lot of work to do just like that. There's the fastball, called strike, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, Preston Niemehoff Central, 8 of 9 batters with hits, and 6 of those batters with RBIs. So again, Niemehoff Central, their bats, here's this early part of this game, have been well done.
Whitwer fouls one away here, evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 29th plate appearance for Camden Whitwer this season, trying to north up that batting average, currently at 167. Next pitch, fastball, called strike 3, outside corner in the first out here in the third. 7 in a row retired to start for Camden Schmitz. Goodness me.
He's also got 4 strikeouts. Schmitz, he's getting really stronger as this game goes on, and he's already, you know, he has shown full potential here already in this game.
First pitch, swing and a miss by Andre Dollinghouse, and he'll fall behind quickly 0-1.
This high fastball, man, it has just been straight cheese that no one has been able to get.
333 batting average for Andre, and he takes one low and inside for ball one. So now 1-1, the count. 9-0 Niemehoff Central. Blue Jays batting in the top of the third. Now this one's hit high in the air. Might land on the press box. We'll see. Well, right next to us at least. Hard thud off the concrete, and it's 1-2. And the Blue Jays, a lot of work to do. And you got some time. It's only the third inning. They got to make up 9 runs at least. Now the 1-2 missing a little bit outside. 2-2 now the count. Camden Schmitz rolling here. He's retired the first 7, including 4 strikeouts. He'll miss that one outside, and count runs full at 3-2. Senior Cole Menold in the on-deck circle for the Blue Jays. Schmitz, the 3-2. This one's hit out towards right field. Eyeing it is Rottinghouse, and he lost it in the sun, and it hits the turf and kicks away from him. And strolling into second base is Dollinghouse, and that is the Blue Jays' first base runner of the afternoon. And just by looking at what we saw, KP, it just appears Rottinghouse might have just lost that one in the sun.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, the sun's setting right behind us, so he would have been staring right into it. And then again, he was right under that ball. But they're going to give it a hit, as, again, that was hard to play due to the sun being right there in the right fielder's eyes and vision.
Well, Blue Jays a chance to scratch across their first run. Got a runner at second. Here is Cole Menold, who steps in here, number 9 in the order. The 0-1, a little bit outside, 1-1. Now Cole Menold is 35th plate appearance. His batting average at 280 so far this season. Trying to drive in the Blue Jays' first run. They need a lot of them. Down 9-0 here early, but instead hits it right back to Schmitz, who throws the first quickly for the out. 2 gone in the inning as Dollinghouse goes second to third, and that'll flip us back to the top of the order with Colin Montgomery. Now, it's kind of like Meyer defensively for Sabetha at third. We've seen Camden Schmitz make a couple nice defensive plays off the pitcher's mound here early. So here is Colin Montgomery for a second time. Ground out to second to begin the game this afternoon. Got a runner at third and 2 down here in the away third. First pitch by Schmitz, just missing a touch inside. It's 1-0. A 9-0 Niemehoff Central lead, including a 7th spot in the second. Schmitz missing a little bit up and out. That fastball there, now 2-0. The count on Montgomery. Runner at third is Dollinghouse here in the top of the third. Open on that left side stance. Schmitz fires and can't catch the outer edge on that one, now 3-0. Those last 2 pitches, KP, have been really close to painting the edge. Home plate umpire saying no go on either. So 3 balls, no strikes to count. Dollinghouse at third. Schmitz glancing, firing, and delivering strike 1.
Now that's on there. He finds the plate. Of course, when you get your batter at a 3-0, you're going to have to start trying to paint maybe a little closer to the inside edges.
3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, 1 on. Pitch by Schmitz, fouled away. And now the count runs full at 3-2. top of the third inning. It's a 9-0 Nemaha Central lead, 9 runs, 9 hits. Impressive start here for the Thunder. Technically a home game, but they are on the road. Ooh, and that one runs inside and hits them. So 3-2, Montgomery takes one off the back, and that keeps the inning alive for Micah Lang. So Lang the opportunity with two outs, trying to get Sabetha their first run of the game.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, mentally you want to throw away two out opportunities, but this is a huge opportunity. Micah Lang, one of the top hitters on this team for Sabetha. Ty leads this team with 14 hits on the year. This is a big opportunity where he can not only get the runner in from third, but progress the runner from first into a scoring position for his next teammate.
So Lang steps in, a line out to left. And his first at bat, they're at the corners with two down. First pitch by Schmidt, missing outside for ball one. Well, down 9-0 here in the top of the third. At the corners with two down, you have got to find a way for the Blue Jays to scratch at least one across. Good swing there by Lang, fouls it straight back into the netting, and evens the count at 1-1. And a gusty breeze blowing out towards that left field corner. Schmitz will fire to first base. Low throw. Sudbeck digging that one out. Probably potentially saved a run if that ball gets by. Dollinghouse could scamper in. Still 1-1 the counts on Micah Lang. High and away. They will throw down to second, but it's cut off, and now a throw to third. Boy, low throw dug out nicely by Mackey to keep it in front. So Montgomery to second. And now second and third. Two outs in the inning. 2-1 the counts on Micah Lang. A base hit could put two on the board. Schmidt's trying to keep that goose egg on that Sabetha run total. Here's the kick and the fire. Missing outside. 3-1. Reed Mitchell awaiting patiently in the on-deck circle. Blue Jays trying to fight their way back into it. A long way to go. Here's a 3-1. High and away, ball four. Now they're loaded up. So good at bat for Micah Lang. He'll take the walk. And now it's up to Reed Mitchell. Got to take the shin guards off. Of course, he's the catcher. So that's always the tactic. If there's two outs, KP, you're in the on-deck circle. You're the catcher. Keep the knee pads on just to kind of keep things moving.
Well, this is a huge opportunity right now. First of all, that you mentioned, the bases are loaded. But here for Schmitz, again, you've given up no runs yet, and there's still two outs on the board. You just got to get out of this jam. It might be a little sticky, but it's a situation that Schmitz can definitely get out of.
Now, Reed Mitchell probably who Sabetha wants at the plate in this opportunity. As Nemaha Central's lead is 9-0 here in the away third. First pitch, blew it by with a fastball, and it's called strike, and it's 0-1.
That's a strong first pitch fastball right down Broadway. Now he's got a little bit more, maybe a little more breathing room now after that first one.
Dollinghouse at third, Montgomery at second, Lang at first. Next pitch high and away, 1-1. Camden Schmitz retired the first 7, and he's gotten to a little bit of a pickle, but still a chance to keep Sabetha off the board. As that 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, now 2-1.
What's important here, Schmitz can't get too far behind in this count. Don't want to make it that 3-1. He's going to have to deliver some sort of fastball that paints that inside of the plate.
I think Reed Mitchell would certainly have a green light if he sees a pitch when he's ahead of the count. He does take a good swing, but he chops it to the second baseman. Stahlbomber over to first in time for the out. And Camden Schmitz gets out of the inning. So the Blue Jays load him up with two outs and come up empty in the top of the third inning. It's all Nemaha Central coming up in the bottom of the third inning. They lead it over the Blue Jays 9-0.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Are those old windows driving up your fuel bill? It might be time to upgrade to Gherkin Windows. At Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, you can buy direct, no middleman, so you get top quality Gherkin windows at no extra cost. Stop in today and talk with their knowledgeable sales team to get started on replacing your windows. And remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here today, gorgeous afternoon alongside Crittenden Prophets. That's Tollefson, Brandon Tedman with you. Go to the bottom of the third here in Sabetha. Blue Jays, KP, trailing Nemaha Central 9-0. Blue Jays got the bases loaded with two outs in that last half inning, but Camden Schmitz continuing to pitch well.
Yeah, Nemaha Central got out of the jam. Now it's the time to fly some jam here on the offensive side. As right now you start the bottom of the Rottinghouse, then you get right back up to the top layers of Caleb Enoch and Camden Schmitz. Nemaha Central could easily potentially maybe end this game in this inning with some real firepower if that continues to generate what we've seen so far in this game.
They have multiple extra base hits. They had seven hits in that seven-run second. Two runs on three hits in the first. And the first pitch in the bottom of the third by Ike Tramp to Charlie Rottinghouse is called strike. And the bottom of the third is underway. Next pitch by Tramp, check swing. They'll check down to first, and the call is made for Rottinghouse getting that bat around a little too much, and it's quickly 0-2.
What's important is Tramp just stays confident, cool, and collected there on that bump, and keeps getting those pitches fired in.
And he got him with an off-speed pitch, swing and a miss for a strikeout. That's a good at-bat there for Ike Tramp to get that first out in the inning. The first out here in the bottom of the third. That is the second strikeout on the afternoon for Tramp. And back to the top of the order, Henick takes one a little bit low for ball one. Enoch 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Batting for the third time in as many innings, and that one a little bit north, two balls and no strikes. For the 9-0 Nemaha Central lead here as they bat in the bottom of the third. Now this one is hit on a dot to the shortstop in Montgomery, fields it beautifully, gets it over to Whitwer in time. And a ground out by Henick, and two up and two down for Ike Tramp, coming back strong here in the home third inning.
That was a beautiful display of arm strength by Montgomery, right against 22-mile-per-hour wind. It's a beautiful throw from the shortstop position to first, and then a great snag by Whitwer to finish that play off.
Here is Camden Schmitz, two up and two down. Base is empty here. Nemaha Central 9-0 leading it here. First pitch a little bit high for ball one. Well, Camden Schmitz, as well as he has pitched, he has hit on the other side pretty darn well. He's got a double, a walk, and two runs scored. Next one a little bit inside. 2-0 the count on Camden Schmitz. Tramp trying to go 1-2-3 after facing 11 Thunder batters in that last inning. Now he's in trouble, maybe for a walk. It's now 3-0 on Schmitz. That one missing low and inside. A 3-0 by Tramp is a called strike, and now 3-1. Fastball inner part of the plate and just caught the paint a touch. Now the 3-1. That one barely missed outside, ball four. That was a pretty good pitch by Ike Tramp, just not close enough. And with two outs, the inning continues for Jack Mackey. Mackey's got an RBI, a single and a run scored here in this game so far. Yeah, first pitch by Ike Tramp is off speed, but a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Mackey productive in that seven-run second with an RBI ground out. Tramp out of the stretch, the 0-1. Courtesy runner takes off. Here's the high throw to second, and then it ricochets out into center field. Or beg your pardon, now Camden Schmitz, realizing that Sabetha is taking their time getting the ball in, and he rattles his way over to third base.
Yeah, great. I thought it was in there by Schmitz. Speed just to get that take there to second base. Had recognition there on that ball being out in center field. Took off the third. Now he is in prime scoring position. Even with two outs, Mackey a single can score.
But it is right now an 0-2 count. So Tramp can still get out of the inning with no harm done. Here's the 0-2. Kind of a half-hearted check swing. Mackey held up, and now one ball, two strikes. So Schmitz, in the blink of an eye, from first to third, after Tramp got a strikeout and a ground out to begin the inning, Thunder trying to add to a 9-run lead here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2. A little bit high. So battling back is Mackey. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, play discipline is important here for Mackey.
Tramp gets the sign from Mitchell behind the dish. And now this one is hit solid up the middle, kicked out to center field off of Montgomery. It's a base hit, and now the lead is 10-0 for Nemaha Central, and the theme of producing with two outs continues here in the third.
Yeah, that hit had a little bit of a slow roll to it, but the location of it made it hard to play there from Montgomery as he had to stretch out to towards that second base bag from the shortstop spot out in left. And again, that just made it really hard to make that slide in and play.
So Mackey has doubled his RBI total here in this game. He had 2 ribbies coming in. He has driven in 2 in this one. And the lead is now 10-0. Nemaha Central with Levi Thomas taking a first pitch inside for ball one. Good pitch by Tramp. Bends it in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, I'm not sure how many times, Crendon, we've called games in which a team had two run producing ground rule doubles in the same inning. And one of those off the bat of Levi Thomas in that 7-run second. Now Thomas, the favor in the count at 2-1. Got Mackey, the runner at first, 2 down. Next pitch just missing again. 3 balls, 1 strike. Carter Hike in the on-deck circle. So the Thunder, they have scored in all 3 innings. 2 in the first, 7 in the second, and now 1 here in the third to lead it by 10. Mackey takes off the pitch, outside, ball 4. So Levi Thomas draws a walk. And here's Carter Hike, who is 2 for 2. 2-run double in the first. A single and a run scored in the second. There will be a courtesy runner over at first base for Levi Thomas. I believe that is Mason Chulions. So 2 on, 2 out here for the Thunder. First pitch by Tramp a little bit outside for ball 1. It has been all Thunder here in this one. Next pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-0. So we had Carter Hike, 2 at-bats here in this game. He's reached twice, 2 hits. And trying to do some more damage with 2 outs. And now he fouls this one straight back. Took a real big hack at it. But still has the count in his favor at 2-1.
We've seen the power of Carter Hike, of course, as a football player, but you know that power translates also here on the baseball field. And Carter Hike, if he can catch one here, this could go out.
Pitch missing inside. Both runners take off, and Reed Mitchell no throw. The double steal applied, so Mackey to third. And Chulion's the courtesy runner to second base. So now a base hit could add 2 more with the count 3-1 on Carter Hike. And he'll take it inside, ball 4. And Tramp starting to labor just a touch.
Mind you, all this production right now, even though only 1 run has come up so far for Nemaha Central, this is all coming from 2 outs. They are being very disciplined at the plate. They are doing very well. Being in this situation with the 2 outs, you look at their last 4 batters, they have all reached base.
For the second consecutive inning, Nemaha Central making things dicey for the Blue Jays. And the first pitch here to Carter Stahlbaumer, a little bit low and outside for ball 1. Interesting to see if something comes about. And what comes about is a base hit to left field, everybody up 1. And a run is in to make it 11-0. And Stahlbaumer driving in his 3rd run of the afternoon. A courtesy runner, Chulions to third, Hike to second, Stahlbaumer at first. And here is Jackson Haverkamp, who fouls away the first pitch, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, today Haverkamp, though, he's 2 for 2, a single and a double, so he'll be looking to, again, keep this train rolling for Nemaha Central. They've gotten their last 5 straight batters on after starting this off with 2 outs.
And Faber Camp can do something here, although he's going to pop this one up high and out of play. Fans go scrambling away from it. And it's going to be 0-2 on Jackson Haverkamp. But you talked about the success that Nemaha Central's had with runners in scoring position in this game, and a good chunk of that is with two outs. Nemaha Central trying to add to it. They've scored two in the inning, bases loaded, two outs. Reaching out for it, grounding it out to Montgomery at short. He'll play it to second, and not in time. It's a bang-bang play. And Stahlbaumer safe at second base. The umpire in the infield immediately talking to the Sabetha side. They appeared and thought it was out. So it's an infield hit, and another run is in. It is 12-0 in favor of Nemaha Central. My goodness.
Got three straight hits with a runner in scoring position, which Nemaha Central has been able to come through with. So, again, Nemaha Central continuing to apply that pressure here on the base paths, and the plate discipline has been very important.
And a swing and a miss right here with the count 0-1 by Eli Sundbeck. So he falls behind at 0-2. But just clutch hitting throughout these last couple of innings for Nemaha Central. 12-0 they lead. Now a high chopper. Is that going to be fair? Just barely. Meyer's going to touch third to get the out to finally retire the side. So another big inning for Nemaha Central as they play three more. And after three innings here in Sabetha, they lead the Blue Jays 12-0.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues today, and it has been a very good day for Nemaha Central. They lead Sabetha 12-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning here on KNZA. Blue Jays have won six consecutive games, but that certainly in danger here in this first one. Camden Schmidt's back to work. Jayton Meyer pops it up. Foul territory, navigating the sun. It's Sundbeck at first. He'll make the catch in foul territory. And a good start for Schmidt once again. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, I have to say, this is probably one of the best games that Nemaha Central has put together, at least early on this game this year. Defensively, they're playing really well in discipline. Offensively, they're plate discipline. You got 8 out of 9 in the order who have reported a hit and an RBI. So for Nemaha Central, they're putting all the pieces together in this game. This is something that they definitely want to see throughout the season.
Game being played in Sabetha today. Nemaha Central is the home team. And worth noting, have so throughout the broadcast with game scheduled in Seneca. The field not quite ready after some rainfall over the weekend. One ball, no strikes here on Ike Tramp. He'll slice this one up and out. Out of play foul. And it's one ball, one strike. Tramp had that check swing in his first at bat that turned into a ground out to the pitcher. And Schmitz fires a 1-1. It comes up and in and hits him. So the second hit batter for Camden Schmitz, and that puts a base runner on with one out here in the fourth. So that'll bring up Curtis Fitzgerald. Tramp at first base, and one out here in the top of the fourth. Thunder leading it 12-0. Fitzgerald striking out in his first at bat today. Steps in for a second time. Schmitz out of the stretch, kicks, fires. Fastball missing high for ball one. Now, Nemaha Central in control. Two in the first, seven in the second. And the three runs scored in the third, all with two outs. And now some chin music backing up Fitzgerald off the plate. And it gets to the backstop, and Tramp able to take second without a throw.
And pull reverse Michael Jackson there to get out of that pitch.
That was Matrix style right there. Now, Schmitz, again, had good defense behind him. He got a 12-run lead. Certainly the Blue Jays, they can put runs up in bunches. Next pitch missing inside. And now the count runs to three balls and no strikes here on Fitzgerald with Whitwer in the on-deck circle. Now Tramp at second with one out in the inning. And right down the middle makes it 3-1. Good pitch there by Camden Schmitz, who came into today with a 2-0 record and a 3.50 ERA, and this being his fifth start of the season. Here's a 3-1. And that one just missing high for ball four. That'll bring up Whitwer, who is 0-1 with a strikeout. Blue Jays have two on with one out here in the top of the fourth inning, trailing Nemaha Central 12-0.
I think right now for Schmitz, he just needs to find some confidence back after retiring seven straight batters. He's given up a hit, a couple of walks, and a couple of hit batters. So right now, he's trying to regather himself and get some of those pitches back inside the frame.
First pitch, hit to the third baseman on one hop. Mackey Fields to second for one, throw to first, and it pulls Sundbeck off a little bit. And they'll get the runner at second, so no double play. Two outs in the inning, and now they're at the corners for Andre Dollinghouse. So Tramp at third, Whitwer the runner at first. Two outs in the inning. You'll take that if you're Schmitz and Nemaha Central, and now it's up to Dollinghouse. He did double in his first at bat today, trying to get the Blue Jays' goose egg off the run total. First pitch by Schmitz, and it's hit right to the second baseman on a hop. Starbomber down to a knee. That is a tremendous defensive play. He'll get Whitwer at second base to retire the side. So another inning where the Blue Jays threaten a touch, but Nemaha Central coming out unharmed. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's all Nemaha Central in Sabetha. They lead the Blue Jays 12-0.
Been longing to spruce up your home with a paint project? Now's a great time to get it done and save on Valspar at Soother Building Supply in Seneca when you do. You'll get up to $60 back on select Valspar paints during our spring rebate event from April 10th through April 19th. Choose Valspar Medallion Plus interior paint and save $12 per gallon container. Find colorful savings on select Valspar paints too during this time at Soother Building Supply in Seneca and see in-store rebate information form for details. Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here continues this afternoon. Beautiful afternoon in Sabetha, Kansas. Krennan Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Seth Olofsson with you. Well, pretty much KP to the halfway point. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Nemaha Central, you know, a chance to put this game away, you know, via a run rule win. They lead it 12-0, just a dominant display both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it looks like Sabetha, they put Jaden Meyer up on the bump here, and so he will come in for Ike Tramp, who, again, he went those, you know, first three innings, just got a little rocky there, give up the big amount of runs, you know, allowing 9 out of 14 runners in scoring position. So Nemaha Central, their bats are going to keep hot here, but the main part here for Jaden Meyer is he just cannot allow three runs to come through for that 15-after-3 run rule.
So Jaden Meyer, the new pitcher here for Sabetha. Micah Lang defensively now at third. And Myers' first pitch to Charlie Rodinghouse, a little bit outside for ball one. So the bottom of the fourth is a go. Nemaha Central in control with a 12-0 lead. Myers' next pitch, catching the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Rodinghouse had an RBI single and a run scored in that 7-run second inning. He is also struck out today. Now the 1-1, low and outside, makes it 2-1. KP mentioned the run rule certainly in play for the Thunder here in this game today. And on a 2-1 pitch, a little looper out into center, and it drops in front of Fitzgerald for a base hit.
And Emo Central gets himself right back up to the start of the order. You got the incredible Caleb Henick and Camden Schmidt coming up right back-to-back, two top hitters in this lineup for Nemaha Central. The winning run is on deck.
So for the fourth time in as many innings, Nemaha Central with Caleb Henick. Three at-bats today, a couple of ground outs, a single and a run scored in that 7-run second. Officially today, 1-for-3. Runner at first, Rodinghouse. Bottom of the fourth inning, 12-0 Thunder. Bunt shown, and the pitch is way inside, and ducking out of the way is Henick. It gets to the backstop, and that allows Rodinghouse to get to second base without a throw, although it is a courtesy runner, I believe, in there for Charlie at second. I believe it's Vince Dieters on the base pass over there at second base for Rodinghouse. So the Thunder, a runner in scoring position with nobody out. One ball, no strikes, and now Henick more than likely can swing away. And they called a balk on Jayton Meyer. Wow. So that gets Dieters over to third base.
Definitely a lot to be scratched off on the bingo card from today's game, but unfortunately none in the favor of Sabetha.
So a runner at third now, just like that. And it is confirmed, it is Vince Dieters on the base path. Running for Rodinghouse. And he is at third base. Two balls, no strikes to count on Henick. Here's the pitch. And Meyer slings one in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Bottom of the fourth here in Sabetha. Nemaha Central, the home team today with the field change. And now the count, 3-1. Meyer missing that one a little bit outside. So Dieters, the runner at third. Meyer kicks and fires. And on 3-1, it's going to be hit just barely foul. So now the count full here for Henick at 3-2. Now officially, 12 runs, 11 hits. For Nemaha Central in this game, just one hit recorded for the Blue Jays. Camden Schmitz pitching very well, and that 3-2 is low for ball four. So now runners at the corners with nobody out for Camden Schmitz, who has been as good as any Nemaha Central Thunder in this game today. He has walked twice, he has doubled, and he has scored 3 runs and stolen 2 bases.
And he's also the winning run here at the plate.
A potential run rule for Nemaha Central as Meyer fakes a throw to third and then turns his body and launches it to first. Whitwer applying the tag, but Henick back in safely. You got Dieters, courtesy runner at third base. And Henick again, the runner at first. Now Whitwer again, concerned with the runners, jumps off the mound and settles everybody back into their spot. Still trying to get that first pitch thrown to Camden Schmitz. And it finally comes in, missing with a fastball, and the runner takes second base. So now second and third with nobody out here in the fourth. 1-0, no strikes. The count's on Camden Schmitz. Thunder trying to maybe put this game away quickly. 12-0, they lead. Here's Meyer now out of the windup, and there's a good pitch. Swing and a miss by Camden Schmitz. 1-1. And the 1-1 by Meyer. A little bit high and inside, 2-1. Now, Schmitz, he's been very disciplined today KP at the plate. His last two plate appearances, which he worked walks, he worked 3-1 counts in both of them. Now he chops this one to the right side. Dollinghouse fields only play at first to get the out, but a run is in to make it 13-0. An RBI for Camden Schmitz and a productive at bat.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're a productive at bat, and he's been productive in every at bat he has had today. And Camden Schmitz, you know, you want to talk about a player who's definitely done it all in this game, offensively, defensively, he's been participant on both sides.
And Hina goes to third on the ground out to second. So one out, runner at third. Here's Mackey. And he'll watch one creep on that inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Mackey's been pretty good today at the plate as well. A couple of RBIs, a couple of runs scored. Here's the 0-1 by Meyer, and that one just chopped away foul. So now 0-2 the count on Mackey. Blue Jays, well, even if they keep Nemaha Central off the board for the remainder of this inning, Blue Jays are going to have some work to do to keep this one moving once we get to the top of the fifth. Mackey again. Even a ground ball to the right side could bring in that run. Meyer gets the sign from Mitchell out of the windup here. The righty delivers, and it's a laser to left field for a base hit. Boy, hit on a frozen rope. 14-0, Nemaha Central, another RBI for Jack Mackey. Give him three in this game today.
Yeah, Nemaha Central's had 10 hits with a runner in scoring position in this game, and that's a big stat right there for Nemaha Central. They've been putting together some really quality at-bats. Jack Mackey, he's had a really nice day with at-bats with three RBIs being driven in now.
So now, here is the lefty in Levi Thomas. One out, Mackey at first. It is a 14-0 Thunder lead, a chance to end it here in the bottom of the fourth if they can scratch across one more. Meyer's first pitch missing a little bit high for ball one. Thomas, cleanup spot today. The junior has a double and a walk. That double in the second was a ground rule double that brought in two runs. Now he hits a foul ball here out of play to make it one ball, one strike. Well, and of course, after this one, these two will play one more. And this would be a big win for Nemaha Central here today. Blue Jays are riding a six-game winning streak coming in. Coming off the sweep against Holton, and now a very high chopper and off the top of the glove of Whitworth at first and out into shallow right for a base hit. Well, everything's just going right for Nemaha Central. Not sure Whitworth's height, but if he was at least maybe an inch or two taller, he probably pulls that one in. And now they're at the corners with one out.
That was a perfect hop. That it was just really hard to play for Whitworth. You just bench it. I mean, he's already a tall guy, but making that play, he had to have probably a 40-inch vertical there to jump up and make that snag.
Now here's Carter Hike. Chance to put this game to bed. 14-0 Nemaha Central. Runners at the corners. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. And Hike today, he has reached in all three of his at-bats, a couple of singles and a walk. Runner at third is Mackey. The pitch in there for a strike. And Thomas taking second without a throw.
And the big thing about that is it takes out the double play opportunity, which, again, still leaves your runner on third in that scoring position to win the game.
The infield is in right now, just on that front part edge of the grass. So Sabetha trying to keep this one in front. There's a foul ball. Chopped down the third baseline. And Carter's going to have to protect here. It's 0-2. Dominant today for Nemaha Central.
You got to play the plate, though, here if you're Sabetha.
Infield in. Here's the pitch. Just missed off the outside part. Now one ball, two strikes. Good eye there for Carter Hike. You got Mackey at third. Thomas at second. Thunder have scored in every inning, trying to put it away. 14-0 their lead, and now kind of a check swing foul. And just catching a piece to stay alive at 1-2 is Carter Hike. I believe he was one of eight 11-man football players all time with over 7,000 career rushing yards. And he watches one low and outside for ball two. I mean, you could certainly sit here for the entirety of the baseball game and go through Carter's football accolades. But he has been very productive in this one today, and now he takes this one and drills it high and deep to left field, and that is a home run. Well, He's pretty good at baseball, too, KP. And that is your ball game. What an emphatic way to end it. A no-doubter. A three-run home run for Carter Hike. And that puts the finishing touches on a run rule win for Pemaha Central. 17-0 the final score. We'll take a break. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here, wrapping up some high school baseball here on KNZA. Crittenden Prophet, Seth Tollefson, I'm Brandon Tabman. Not quite expecting the outcome we got here today. Two very good teams in the Big East with Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Blue Jays came in Blue Jays came in with a six-game winning streak. They were undefeated in league play, but not anymore, as Blue Jays do take their first loss in league play. And it wasn't even close, KP. It was a 17-0 four-inning win here for Nemaha Central. I mean, both sides of the ball just pretty dominant from the jump. They got two early runs, but that big seven-run second created that huge separation. Nemaha Central, in those last two innings, just kept the foot on the pedal and kept it moving.
I think it's pretty easy to give a lot of this game's credit to Carter Hike. He started this game off with the two RBI double, and he ended the game with a three-run shot home run to finish the game with five RBIs total, three hits and two runs. And you look across the board, and Omaha Central had a lot of players double their stats after tonight's game. And, you know, but that should really kind of motivate this team and build some momentum. You're at the middle point of the season here. You need to start finding some better at-bats and some quality plate appearances. And I think Omaha Central got that tonight. And more importantly, they got it against a quality pitcher in like Tramp. They went 11 of 17 with runners in scoring position. And even a lot of the times, they still scored runners on those sacrifice groundouts. Everyone played a part in today's game for Omaha Central. All nine batters in the order were disciplined. They played great. Eight of them had hits, and majority of them also came through with RBIs. So again, Omaha Central, this was a complete game, defensively, offensively, and this is a game that should give them confidence going forward.
And now, I cut you off there, but was going to say, so Sabetha takes their first loss in league play. Jeff West was defending champs, of course, but hadn't lost the league game either going into tonight's action. So for everybody else in the league, they're seeing this score and saying, thank you, Omaha Central, just kind of muddy up the top. We still got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
In the regular season, but just a huge win today for Omaha Central. They hadn't played in a week. They were supposed to play Hayden at the end of last week. That game getting postponed, so they had a week off. They were coming off a loss to Marysville, so it had been a little bit. It had been almost 2 weeks since Omaha Central won their last game. So time off, field change today, having to move from Seneca to Sabetha. Boy, and it looked like the hottest team in the Big East as a key stat here. 11 for 15 today with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, again, they had a really nice night. Going back to Sabetha here, this is a team that, again, I think they just got off to a rough start in this game. And actually, Ike Tramp, he's a junior, he's a leader, he started off pretty confident. Again, he got a little rattled there from Omaha Central, but I think, you know, his next start, you know, he'll be kind of, he'll bring himself back down to earth and he'll get himself right back into that mojo for Sabetha. So this is a really great team. They're going to continue to play great, and I know we don't call these second games, but I guarantee this second game might be a little closer, and both teams maybe more settled in.
So Omaha Central, their fifth win on the season, now 5-3. They go to 5-2 in league play. And for Sabetha, again, that snaps a six-game winning streak. They fall to 9-3 and suffer their first loss in league play, now 6-1. Again, just some of the highlights here today and a big win for Omaha Central. You mentioned Carter Hike with the two-run double in the first and then the seventh spot that the Thunder put up in inning number two, had a pair of ground rule doubles, one from Levi Thomas, and the other as well. Carter Stahlbaumer had that ground rule double. He drove in a couple of runs here today. Everybody getting involved, 1-9, and then three more runs added in the third. Jack Mackey providing an RBI single, also an RBI double by Jackson Haberkamp, and then putting it away, five more runs in the fourth inning, and to walk it off in very good fashion, Carter Hike, a three-run no-doubter, a home run to left field to close this game out with Carter Hike again. Three hits, including a walk, five RBIs. He came into today with just six ribbies on the year, so you mentioned some players maybe doubling up some of their stats, and, well, Carter Hike certainly almost doubled up his RBI total on the young season in this game today. So it was all Omaha Central as they win it in run rule fashion. Four innings, all it took. Final score 17-0. As again, these two are going to play another game here in about 20 minutes or so. But if you're out in the area in Sabetha, come on out to Sergeant Major Wilbur Bestwick Field and enjoy some of the best baseball that the Big East League has to offer. But it'll be Omaha going for the sweep, Sabetha looking for a split as we run down the totals to close it out here today. So again, Omaha Central, 17 runs, 16 hits. They left five on base. They were 11 for 15 with runners in scoring position. Sabetha, no runs, just one hit. They left five on base. They were 0 for 3 today with runners in scoring position. Winning pitcher for Omaha Central, that was Camden Schmidt. Goes all four innings, allows just one hit, no runs, four strikeouts. He did have a walk and a couple of hit batters as well. Well, run rule win, game time pretty short, 1 hour and 15 minutes. Omaha Central improving to 5-3, 5-2 in league play. Sabetha now 9-3 and 6-1 after the defeat here today to Omaha Central. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again on Thursday for some more baseball or softball action. Working on that one coming up for Thursday afternoon, but appreciate everyone hanging with us here today. For Crendon Profits, that's Tollefson. I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're recovering from surgery or a major illness. The best medicine isn't just expert care. It's being close to the people you love. The Swing Best Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital keeps you right here in our community. Whether you're healing from a joint replacement, a stroke, or need extended wound care and IV antibiotics, our team is ready. We offer professional nursing alongside dedicated physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Recover comfortably and stay local. Get back to your best. Sabetha Community Hospital Swing Bed Program, your home for healing.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Want an activity the family will enjoy? At Hell Martial Arts, we have awesome classes for kids, teens, and adults. And you can try them during free trial week, May 4th to the 9th. Our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga classes teach great skills, provide a great workout, and are fun to do. Learn more about free trial week at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. Also come out to our testing and open house, May 1st, 6 to 8 p.m. Come discover what Hell Martial Arts can do for you.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on. A relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell of California says he'll resign from Congress following multiple sexual assault allegations. Swalwell, who had at one point been seen as the frontrunner in California's gubernatorial race before dropping out, has served 7 terms in Congress. He writes in part in social media, "I'm deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past." 21 hours of talks this weekend and no deal to end the war between the U.S. and Iran. Now the military is blockading Iranian ports despite a ceasefire agreement. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president rushed into a war with no way out.
Escalating his ill-conceived Iranian incursion, threatening to wipe out an entire civilization. Driving up gas prices with no plan and no end in sight.
The administration asking for a $1.5 trillion defense budget by next year. America's listening to Fox News.
April is National Donate Life Month. It's a time to honor those who have saved lives by becoming an organ, tissue, marrow, or blood donor. It's also a time to encourage more people to follow their heroic example. Registering at www.registerme.org as a donor is a gift to your family, giving them certainty of your decision to help others in need. It is also a symbol of hope to those awaiting a life-saving or healing transplant. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward. Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.